50 years after John Steinbeck received the Nobel Prize in Literature, his writing endures. Penguin Classics is commemorating the 50th anniversary of Steinbeck's Nobel Prizes with the publication of two new editions, The Portable Steinbeck and Travels with Charlie. Scholar Susan Schillinglaw writes in the introduction to The Portable Steinbeck, "Steinbeck is the great equalizer, writing seriously both about little things and issues of great import. Steinbeck's name is associated with the spirit of place, with the deeply felt connection between humans and the land, and with that it means to yearn for home. His name means championing the little guy, recognizing the invisible who suffer among us, feeling empathy toward others. To the end of his life, Steinbeck grappled with what it meant to be an American and what it meant to be left out in America." It is a great pleasure to welcome Steinbeck scholar Susan Schillinglaw to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
What brought you to your interest in the work of John Steinbeck?
Well, that's a very good question. I was given the job as director of the Center for Steinbeck Studies at San Jose State University, where I teach. So I was introduced really by way of my job. I was new to California, and Steinbeck really connected me to place.
What was it about his ability to connect us with a place?
Well, I think, you know, he was an early ecologist, environmentalist, and he always talked about people in terms that we had to see them in terms of the places that they live, the places they inhabited, that really humans were another species in an environment. So he didn't really talk about humans dominating nature, but being seen as a part of any place and any environment, a vision shaped in part by his friendship with marine biologist Edward Ricketts. But I think you can see it in any of his books, how much he grounds people in the opening, say, in a sense of where they belong, where they live, where they've, the history, the weather, the grasses, the trees, the flowers. You see people in terms of place.
In looking at The Portable Steinbeck, what is it about this collection that is such a representation of his power as a writer?
Well, it includes Of Mice and Men, of course, and The Red Pony, and then various samples of his work. I think that he's a great writer. He's very clear. He said before he wrote many of his books that he wanted to write with a child's vision. And I think he doesn't mean that he's writing for children, but that he wants to write with that clarity, the way children see the world, the specificity. So I think that's the power. One thing that you see in his writing, that he has this great power of description. He wanted to include the dialogue of working people, how they speak, how they sing, how they get together, how they talk to one another. So I think he's great at dialogue, in the tradition of Mark Twain, bringing the sort of dialogue of the ordinary person to the fore of our consciousness. And I think he taps into both issues that are particular, say, to California, but also that are universal, like a book like The Grapes of Wrath is about migration, about exile, about people in the margins, so about dreams. So it's more than just a book about the 30s in California. It's a book about, you know, exile and migrants everywhere, people coming out of Syria to live in Turkey. So I just think that's the great power of his prose.
In writing an essay entitled "Why Read John Steinbeck," what is it important for us to know? A lot of us are assigned to read him. A lot of us are come to him through our parents, and a lot of us just discover him on our own. What case can you make for? I luckily was introduced very early by my mother. But at what point should we, in your opinion, read this man and enjoy his work?
Make the case for John Steinbeck?
Yes.
He's first of all a great first read. I mean, for people, for reluctant readers, say, a book like Of Mice and Men is appealing. It's a lot of students encounter this book when they're in junior high. But it's about friendship. It's about what you know. What do you do for a friend? How do you have the friend's back? It's about loneliness and feeling like you only can talk to one or two or three people who really understand you and appreciate you. And dreams and wanting land, that great craving for place, for home. And I think Steinbeck taps into a lot of issues that are so quintessentially American, like the desire for land, for home, for movement westward, for, you know, just for that great democratic spirit that where it's often life is about power and powerlessness and how it feels to be one of the powerless, one of the people who are on the margins. And Steinbeck reminds us of what that feels like in a really visceral way, to be poor, to be like the Joads. And I think, you know, one of the things that's really appealing, it's about empathy. You know, we really care. And it's about people talking to one another in groups, getting together to survive, not on one's own, but by helping one another, by lending a hand. So much of that is so positive.
I was thrilled to see when this package came across my desk of the fact that a 50th anniversary edition of Travels with Charlie was being published. This is one of my favorite books, and I think it's almost for someone who has read Steinbeck and then you come to this book, it just sort of seals the deal in loving this man as a writer.
That's an interesting perspective. I think, yes, he seems very genial because, I mean, for all the seriousness that I've emphasized about his prose, you know, he was funny and he was very engaging. He's funny in his nonfiction. He's funny even in a book like Of Mice and Men. You know, Lenny is Tell Me About the Rabbits. It's very engaging. And some of his Canary Row can be very funny. And I think you see that very personable, interested, curious individual in Travels with Charlie. And also, you see somebody who has this searing commentary about race in America. So he's sort of America's social conscience. At the same time, he's this engaging man who sets out on a journey across America in order to talk to his countrymen.
And also that, again, that sense of place and so much an appreciation of nature.
Yeah, and environmental issues. He talks about waste, you know, so
right.
It seems so curiously contemporary. And then the, you know, the beautiful descriptions of the West, or, you know, going through Montana and saying, you know, I love Montana. You know, it's just so immediate. And so I think he's so honest in his prose. So, yeah.
And, of course, then there is the relationship with Charlie, which is so lovely.
It is. That's how I started out my introduction to the portable Steinbeck, writing about Steinbeck and dogs. Because, as I say in the introduction, my own dog was very sick. And so it's all I could think about. So that's what I wrote about Steinbeck. And he did have this very intimate relationship with dogs all of his life and wrote very humorous ways about dogs. I mean, what would the book be without Charlie there to be sort of his straight dog, as I say. And so I think that, you know, Charlie's funny, what he has Charlie saying and thinking. And I think that Steinbeck's love of dogs is really one of the ways you can kind of see that he doesn't want to control an environment or animals or see us as in charge of them, but see us, them as really a part of who and what we are and do and how we integrate with other species.
And as the subtitle indicates, In Search of America, that search would not be complete without seeing it or exploring it with a dog at his side and through the dog's eyes.
So many people wanted to retrace that book, you know, in the last couple of years because it does seem like so much fun to take out off in a camper with your great big dog sitting beside you and just travel around America. So it's kind of a mythic quest in a way. But he did call it In Quest of America, and the truck is Rocinante, you know, so it does have this quality of let's just see what kind of adventures we can have on the road, which is also very appealing.
Well, again, Penguin has come out with two new editions, the portable Steinbeck with an introduction by Susan Schillinglaw, and also the 50th anniversary edition of Steinbeck's Travels with Charlie. Susan Schillinglaw, great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for sharing your expertise with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, Penguin Classics has a deluxe edition of John Steinbeck's Travels with Charlie in Search of America, and also Penguin Classics, the portable Steinbeck, with an introduction by Susan Schillinglaw. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.